The six principles of inclusive language enhance connection and trust. Words that were okay to use before might not be acceptable now. It's important to use language that includes everyone and is sensitive to people's feelings, especially when talking to groups or individuals who have been left out in the past. Just one wrong word can cause a lot of harm. In today's world, where being inclusive is key, it can feel like walking through a minefield if you're not familiar with 21st century language etiquette. There are six main principles of inclusive language that can help you communicate confidently and avoid mistakes. These principles can guide you as language and situations change, helping you avoid accidentally offending someone with your words. Dictionaries can't capture a word's full meaning within context. Linguistic anthropologists study words in three ways. Semantic frames, words can create vivid images in our minds. For example, describing a child as high-spirited sounds more positive than disruptive. Similarly, tousled hair seems more acceptable than unkempt hair, and being assertive is preferred over aggressive. In legal settings, it's advised to report sexual harassment rather than file a complaint to appear more objective. A complainer is seen as negative and emotional, while a reporter is viewed as objective and rational. Indexicality, words carry cultural meanings beyond their dictionary definitions. In societies, words used by powerful groups are often seen as more positive. For instance, in the US, snowflake is a negative term for someone with liberal views. Flavor, words have a context-dependent flavor that goes beyond their literal meaning. The word exotic, for example, might seem harmless, but for some, like Shireen, an Iranian-American woman, it can feel alienating and carry sexual undertones. When she asked her friend Rob to stop using it, he dismissed her feelings, claiming he didn't see the issue. Inclusive language principles. Semantic frames, indexicality, and flavor are useful tools to spot language issues. They help you follow six inclusive language rules, reflect reality, show respect, draw people in, include other views, prevent erasure, and recognize pain points. Use respectful language reflecting the gender continuum's social awareness. Pronouns might seem small, but they're important, especially for people who are often misgendered. Using inclusive language acknowledges that gender isn't just black or white. This means using terms that people identify with. It's also good to share your own pronouns when you meet someone. Gender identity: if someone's gender identity matches their birth sex, they're called cisgender. If it doesn't, they might be non-binary, having traits of both genders or feeling like one gender at times and another at different times, or transgender, feeling that their birth sex doesn't match their true gender. It's respectful to use the gender terms that people choose for themselves, not just he or she. Gender expression: this is about how people show their gender through things like clothes or behavior. It might not match the sex they were assigned at birth. Sexual orientation: this is about who you're attracted to, and it's different from gender. People can be straight, lesbian, gay, bisexual, pansexual, attracted to all genders, or asexual, not interested in sexual relationships. Your sexual orientation doesn't decide your pronouns or gender. Language distortions and inclusivity. There are three ways language can twist reality and harm inclusivity. First, masking language happens when a dominant group assumes their view of normal applies to everyone. They use phrases like stay neutral or keep it professional to keep things in their favor. Second, inflating language makes normal behavior seem unreasonable. For example, if a woman disagrees calmly with a coworker, her boss might unfairly call her difficult or aggressive. Third, softening language reduces the impact of negative actions by the dominant group. Saying boys will be boys tries to overlook the hurt feelings of others. The excuse "I'm just joking" is often used to dodge criticism for wrong statements or actions, unfairly shifting the blame to the victim. Show respect by avoiding unconscious demotions. Your brain uses patterns to understand the world. You learn categories from what you see and experience. If you always see the dominant group in society, you might miss other possibilities. For example, you might wrongly assume a woman in an operating room is a nurse, not a doctor, or a black man in a suit is a server, not a state senator. These mistakes can be harmful, like when a Starbucks employee wrongly called the police on two black customers. To use inclusive language, respect others. Be aware of your biases. When meeting new people, ask open questions and trust their answers without asking for proof. If you feel uneasy around a person of color, think about why. Learn and say people's names correctly, even if they are unusual or from another culture. Don't give people nicknames or use terms like sweetie or honey, as they can be disrespectful. Ask what title they prefer, like Ms. or MX. Use inclusive language to draw people in. Disability is a broad term that includes various conditions affecting mobility, senses, or cognitive functions. Each disabled person has unique challenges and experiences. However, language around disability is often problematic. For example, words like dumb or spastic started as descriptive but became insults over time. This change, known as the cycle of pejoration, shows the need for updated, respectful language. Disabled individuals often face inappropriate comments about their abilities or are underestimated, a problem known as presumed incompetence. This focuses on their limitations instead of the barriers they face, such as a wheelchair user's access to a building. To be inclusive, avoid negative language, don't make intrusive comments, be aware of biases, and recognize how systems can marginalize disabled people. Incorporate other perspectives to respect others' lived experiences. In 2015, a company held a retreat in Alabama, asking staff to wear historical costumes. Toby, the only black employee, came dressed as an enslaved person. Seeing others in fancy dresses and Confederate uniforms, the company realized their mistake and stopped the event. They didn't consider other perspectives when planning, especially the painful history of slavery. People's experiences are shaped by their gender, race, and social status. To include different views, try to see things from another person's perspective and imagine living their life. Remember, if you're in the majority, it takes extra effort to understand the experiences and feelings of minority groups. So, when you think a word is harmless, remember that it might hurt someone else because of their background. Inclusive language matters. Using pronouns and phrases that only reflect one group's view can hurt others. For instance, saying Happy Mother's Day to all women of a certain age might upset someone who has lost a child. When we say we're only talking to those who share our experiences, leaving out others. For example, not everyone has a second home, so saying we've all been there when talking about furniture shopping, for a second home isn't something everyone can relate to. To avoid this, think about people who might feel left out when using words like you, we, us, everyone, and everybody. Prevent erasure by eliminating exclusionary language. Words like mankind or chairman are often used as if they represent everyone, but they can create a male-centered mindset. For example, if someone says, "Do you know that guy?" you'll automatically look for a man. Similarly, when you say, "Hey, guys," it might exclude women from the compliment. To avoid this, use gender-neutral terms like humankind or hey, team. Another aspect of inclusive language is getting people's names right. Misnaming someone can be demeaning. In March 2022, a headline in the Sunday New York Times announced, "Tennis star's venture firm has raised $111 million. For example, a newspaper headline about Serena Williams didn't mention her name and used a photo of her sister Venus, which is a common issue for women. Also, a person named Antonio was mistakenly called Miguel, a former team member's name, just because they were both of Mexican descent. Finally, avoid deadnaming, which is using the former names of individuals who have changed their names to align with their new gender identities. Recognize pain points to eliminate triggers exposing assumptions and biases. Raymond felt insulted when a colleague praised his articulateness after his European history presentation. He thought she implied he was articulate for a black person. Inclusive language avoids such hurtful implications. When we overlook these issues, we reinforce false beliefs and biases. For instance, Raymond's colleague seemed surprised that a black man could speak well on a complex topic. Similarly, people with disabilities often get backhanded compliments for doing normal things. A friend called a woman with cerebral palsy brave for taking the subway, showing low expectations for her abilities. To prevent such mistakes, use the flip it to test it method. Think about whether you'd say the same thing to someone from a majority group. Also, don't misuse mental health terms to describe behaviors. A tidy desk doesn't mean someone has OCD, and a mood swing isn't schizophrenic. Misusing these terms belittles the struggles of those with mental health issues. Key points. Use inclusive language to respect diverse identities, considering gender, sexual orientation, and disability. Recognize how words carry cultural meanings and can create positive or negative perceptions. Avoid language that distorts reality or marginalizes individuals, such as masking or inflating language. Respect people's experiences by avoiding assumptions and acknowledging their lived experiences. Draw people in by using respectful language around disability and acknowledging unique challenges. Prevent erasure by using gender-neutral terms and accurately addressing individuals. Recognize pain points by avoiding language that reinforces biases or belittles struggles.